Why didn't the kazoo catch on? Because it was crap. Oh. That, the triangle, and the recorder are the only instruments I play. Ah, and the bongos. Is that an instrument? Or is that just does percussion count? I have a little bongo every now and then. See, I've told you about me. I haven't told you who I am. An air of a mysterious nature, one would think. He's a foreigner. Immigrants. Hello, my name is Vinny. I'm here every week from this time till the end of the show, which is about in an hour. It's not that long. You'd think I could do a good job. Most of the time it's passable. My mum says it's barely acceptable. I think it's the last time she listened was about 6 months ago. I've got a lot better since then. But, you know, never stop trying. Every day is a lesson in life, yeah? So if it's a bit shaky to start with, give it half hour, might get 5% better. You know, there's the telly, if it's too bad. And it's quite a nice night, you go for a wander down the pub. But I'd encourage you to stay. I'm here. Elliot's here, pressing buttons. Say hello. Let the people know you exist. Elliot there, taking a step back to the 90s. And what else do you need to know? Not much. Let's get on with it, shall we? Oh, yeah, you can get in touch if you want. 416. Nearly going to give out my cell phone number. What is it again? 416. Come on.
872-1010.
872-1010. I did that once. I gave out my cell phone number for the texts. It was ages ago. I got loads that night. All night. And one of them was a lunatic. If you want to text the show, you can on 71010 as well. You can get in touch anywhere you like. I'm on Twitter. That's fairly stalker-free, isn't it? It's always all right on the internet because no one's insane out there. Vinny White is the name. And I'm also, what am I? I'm on Facebook. Oh, you name it. So many ways. What a weekend here in Toronto. Friday was the One Direction gig. And I was out with a friend of mine who is British. And I don't see him much because he lives in Ottawa. And he came over to see me for a couple of days. So there was us two, you know, being terribly British. Obviously drinking tea and wearing bowler hats throughout the whole escapade. And I wasn't at the One Direction gig, but there was a One Direction gig. I think it was going on in the Sky Dome. Because they're quite popular. It's not going to be like, you know, the back of a pub. They're pretty big, these lads. And they're British, which is pretty much all I know about them. Not really my remit. I don't think I'm the designated target audience for a boy band in their early 20s that talk about kissing girls and general sexiness, which seems to be the modern theme for pretty much every pop song at the moment. More on that later. But yeah, they were there doing their thing, apparently. And I knew that they were there because I was out in the very unimaginatively named entertainment district here, which I actually sort of despise. I don't like organised fun. Don't want to go out in the entertainment district. Rather go out in a funeral parlour. Rebel! But I was out in the unimaginatively named Entertainment District, which is just, I could do a quick rant on parking. When did they start charging? Till midnight? When did that happen? Till midnight. If you park in the Entertainment District, you have to pay for parking, even if you rock up at 11 for a cheeky beer. I wasn't driving. It was just I noticed a guy feeding the meter. Ridiculous state of affairs. So there they were doing their thing, singing away, as boy bands do. I've never seen a boy band in real life. Again, it's not me, you know, it's not meant for me. But there was lots of very attractive young ladies, and the operative word being young, of course. But there were quite a few, I believe the un-PC term is yummy mummies, aka MILFs, which we won't digress what that means, but it's all terribly wrong. But there were some very nice hotties with kids wandering past, and they sat down next to us in the pub. So there was two kids, they were probably teenagers, I suppose. I'm not very good. They were taller than an ox, but smaller than, you know, like an adult. So I would suggest they're in their teens. They were at a One Direction gig, so, and they were girls. So, you know, cap fits. they were sort of saying, as a lot of teenage girls do now, oh my God, that was like so awesome. Seriously, did you see how close we were? Awesome. Thank you so much for taking me. And after a while, they sort of ran out of steam and started changing the conversation. And then they started listening to ours. And I was very careful not to be rude because don't want to appear rude in front of teenage girls. As soon as they're gone, mouth like a sailor. Disgusting. Trucker. But when they were around, I wanted to be nice. So I was having sort of quite a kept, reasonable conversation, which unfortunately was almost an invitation for the mother to say, where are you from? Now, having an accent is beneficial in some senses because you can strike up these bizarre conversations with strangers. And it's also quite annoying because you can strike up these conversations with strangers. And in this case, I didn't really want to chat and I didn't know what I could chat about. And I was mildly drunk. So when the inevitable question, what are you doing here? Which, by the way, is that all right? I don't go up to black people and go, what are you doing here? Can't I just be here? But anyway, everyone always says to me, what are you doing here? And I say, I'm on the radio, but I thought there's no way I'm going down that road because then they'll be like, oh my God, what station is it? Is it Virgin? Do you know Beyonce? And it's like, you know, it's not going to happen, lads. And the other thing is, if you work in talk radio, you probably get this. And just looking at the various DJs looking at me. If you work in talk radio, a lot of people say, what do you do? And you say, I work in talk radio. And they say, what do you talk about? So it's such an annoying question. And you're like, well, I've got it down to a fine art now. What I say is politics, squirrels and chocolate. And that is so bizarre and throws them off so much. They usually say, what? Squirrels? And I go, yeah, very difficult to get rid of. Sometimes we do phone-ins about it. And then you're on. You're on to squirrels, you know. So you've taken the light off and moving it onto something else. It's incredible genius. I mean, remarkably clever man. So anyway, I was a bit drunk and I said I was the tour manager for One Direction. I don't think it was a good idea. I think I failed. It was stupid, but I started digging and my friend backed me up. He was also the other tour manager and we were having a beer because we're celebrating how well the gig was going and we'd just finished. And so now they're absolutely loving us, you know. Oh my God, that's awesome. You get to see them every day. So it's like, what are they like? Who's your favourite? Now, the problem is, I don't know who they are. I don't know their names and I can't wing it. So I said, they're great, but great bunch of lads. Really, you know, good at singing. The dance moves are good. They wear clothes and sometimes they, you know, drink water and stuff. But really, what I'm saying is, good lads. And they're like, oh my God, I like Huey or whatever one of their names is. I don't know. I like Huey. Do you think you could ever get him to meet me or me to meet him? I'm like, I mean, I could, but to be honest, we get a lot of requests. Now the mum is going apoplectic. Absolutely ridiculous. She's on the phone, texting a mate, saying, come down. I'm with the tour manager. The band, she assumes the band might be here later. I don't think they're coming. I'm confident they're not coming. As their tour manager, I can tell you they're terribly busy tonight. I said, they've got to do an after party. And they're like, oh, where's that? I just went, for Queen. Not a good liar. And they went, what's that? And I went, it's the Tiff Bell there at the light box. I thought that was on King. Is it? Do you know, I think they are. I think they are. Digging. Dug so deep, I had to run away. It was awful. We got our bills and went. But I do know that they were signed by Simon Cowell, which a record label that has churned out more excrement than an explosion in a sewage tank. But they were also X Factor winners and apparently very popular. So, but the thing is, they knew that, so me saying that doesn't help. So I did like the whole repertoire. I had nothing after that. Let it be a lesson to you. Saturday was Caribana or Carabina or Caribuna, but it was lovely. Half-naked women. I mean, I just observed it. I've only got eyes. It's not my fault. They were up and down my street. I live in the dodgy bit of Parkdale, which came alive because they're all wondering and then all the floats were going off along, is it Lakeshore? Yeah, Lakeshore, which is closed always. Oh, it's always closed. I don't know why I don't just grass it. Just put grass on it. Make it a park and just get it done. It's never open anyway. What was it the other week? It was the Indie. Then the X. I'll tell you what, when the X is on, it might as well be closed because no one's going anywhere. That's coming. Now, this is talk radio. White man ranting. Anyway, that was that. Carrie Barnum was good. I like half naked women. I think there's like there's really some idiot was saying the other day to me. Thing is, they're all immigrants. I think he may have forgotten who I was. And since when is that bad? Like if I'd lived in Toronto all my life, and then immigrants came in and said, "Right, we want to have a massive free party where everyone can have fun," I'd be like, "Yeah, that's all right with me. Yeah, actually, think immigrants are all right now." So I don't know what I expected. Like, I'm going to go, yeah, immigrants coming in here, taking our... Oh, that's embarrassing. So, yeah, good for everyone that came along. I think it was a fantastic event. Really great costumes and just a wonderful spirit and nature to the people of various nations that come together and just celebrate dance, singing and just shaking booties. I had a go. It doesn't do it. It's... White man can't dance. It's like it's on a lolly stick and it's got a mind of its own. You know what I mean? Someone's flicking it in their hand. The bum doesn't move with the rest of the body. It looks like a shark on drugs. It's all over the map. But I had a go at shaking it. So that was Saturday. And then tonight, in case you didn't know, topping off the long weekend. Well, not topping it off because it's a long weekend. But just fairly recently finished was the Commonwealth Games. And it was the closing ceremony. I don't know if you got to see it, but it was a huge success, actually. The Commonwealth Games were in Glasgow, which is home of iron brew, deep-fried everything, whiskey, and the Scottish pastime of headbutting, which was very good. I don't think that was one of the events, but let me just say, if it was, Scots, hands down. Literally, hands down, heads up. You know what I mean? But the Commonwealth Games, in case you don't know what the Commonwealth Games are, by the way, we're in them, we being England and we being Canada, to put my Canadian hat on. It's basically the Olympics without China, Russia or the USA. In many ways, some would say quite a good thing for the world, you know, some would say. It started in the 1930s, just as the British Empire was falling apart. Up until then, we sort of wandered around countries saying, "Oh, hello, I wonder if you wouldn't mind if I just took over your land." "What's that? You do mind? Well, we're going to do it anyway. Now, be a jolly nice chap and go and build me a house." That was essentially how it worked. Went quite well for a while. We owned, collectively. I'm not really particularly patriotic, but Britain owned, I think it was nearly a third of the surface of the world at that point. Mostly taken up by the big boys like India that they'd just pushed over and taken over in usually quite demeaning and horrific ways. Not something I'm particularly proud of, to be honest, but luckily I wasn't directly involved. But nonetheless, that was what was going on. We had a Commonwealth, and apparently the games are still going, which I find rather amazing, actually, because the Commonwealth doesn't really mean anything now. I, for example, when I applied for residency in this country, found it no easier because I'm in the Commonwealth. It doesn't make any difference. It's not in any way helpful. However, I have to say I'm very pleased with Canada. What a fantastic success for us. Number three. Well done in the gold medal chart. Number two for Australia and number one for England. Very rare thing, that. So let us have that for a minute. We used to get so many number ones. Now it's a bit scant. So well done, England. Scotland was number four in their home territory. The closing ceremony just finished. Kylie Minogue, of course, the highly doable Australian. If that's, I think that might be somewhat sexist. Let's rewrite that. Kylie Minogue, the extremely sexually attractive, but more importantly, a powerful woman that is a good example to kids and doesn't necessarily have to attach herself to a large wrecking ball and lick various implements. So I'm a big fan of her, but she does happen to be rather attractive. And she did Auld Lang Syne, the Robbie Burns poem, of course, which was sung at the end. It was always going to happen at the end of the Glasgow Commonwealth Games just a few hours ago. Fireworks. It was actually not raining in Glasgow, which I think is the first time since 1972, and it seemed to go rather well. I thought the most funny bit, though, was when there was a Canadian commentator and said, as the last ceremony was happening, as Kylie was leading the way, singing Auld Lang Syne, and the entire place was on fire with people singing and chanting and getting involved. The commentator said, "And we thought it couldn't get better than Locomotion." Yeah. Now that is a low bar. Fantastic. I want to talk about the worst lyrics in the world. We're going to find
We'll talk about the Oyster Shucking Festival that happened here in Canada over the weekend as well. And there's a fantastic story about a man that attempted a robbery in the States and it went terribly wrong. All that coming up. You can get involved if you want. I'm not particularly. I shall ask you a question. Yeah, let's have a text in. What should we ask you today? What are you wearing? I think it's all I care about. I know it's a bit saucy, but, you know, it's nice to get an idea of what's going on out there. It's rather toasty as well. So text what you're wearing to 71010. Be reasonably truthful. You know, you can make it. You can sex it up a bit if you like. It's up to you. 71010, what are you wearing? And various other perverse questions later on, no doubt. But we'll be back in a minute right here on News Talk 1010.
You're tuned in to the Vinnie White Show on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
Fact. 71010, what are you wearing? First one in, sweaty soccer gear. Beautiful. Next one. See, is this true? I like to think it is. A tutu. And then another one, a muumuu. But it's not the person that texted saying a tutu. I wonder if they're in the same room. Tutu and muumuu. Easily amused. A couple of weeks ago, we did a thing on this show. We do them sometimes. And it was how to write a pop song in the modern world. I have recently lost faith in the music of popular culture. There are some crackers out there, but my goodness, don't you have to sift through some terrible stuff to get there. So we've been learning over the last few weeks how to write a terrible song. We're coming up, we're going to be exploring the worst lyrics of the last few years and taking apart such excellent bands as Taylor Swift. Well, it's not a band, but you know what I mean. With Love Story, which incorporates the lyric, "'Cause you were Romeo, I was a scarlet letter, and my daddy said stay away from Juliet." Perfect logical sense there from an idiot. And so we're going to be looking at that. Not saying Taylor Swift. Maybe. Let's move on. From that, we're going to explore all those lyrics. But first of all, we join my friend and colleague, Brett Domino, as he guides us on how to make a bland pop song for today. This is the second part in the Cut and Keep handy guide to using a bad and creating a bad pop song using the styles in pop music right now. Now, Brett explains that you should start with something first, very simple, something in your head.
The most important thing is not to overthink it. Just sing the first thing that comes into your head. OK, so I'm going to try that now. I'm just going to clear my head. And one, two, three. Ba 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 ba. No, that's the ET theme tune. Okay, here we go then, without even thinking about it. Two, three. Ba 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 na. Ba 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 na. That's. It does sound like it might be something else, but I think that's fine. We can work around that.
Rhyming words.
Lyric-wise, we need something quite cool and sexy. I find a good way of doing this is just by listing the names of a few capital cities. Let's pick Tokyo. I'm just going to put it into a rhyme search engine, which should bring up all the words that rhyme with it. There's some good ones. Romeo, Pinocchio, Solo. It's kind of rhymes. Alone doesn't. I've been to London, Paris and Tokyo. I think of you when I'm alone. You know that I could be your Romeo. You're treating me like Pinocchio because of the lion. Maybe that's a theme. Doesn't need to make a lot of sense. Auto-tune. We talked about lyrics, now let's talk about vocal processing. I've got an auto-tune machine down here. It's a bit heavy to lift up, but I'll do a demonstration. You can switch it to natural mode, which is ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. It's quite nice. Or we can set it to extreme, which would be ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Bit weird, I think we'll go somewhere in the middle. Vocal effect. Now, there's a few other tricks you can use to make your vocals a bit more exciting. I just used one of them just then, when it went all choppy. And I'm going to use another one now. Nobody wants to hear just someone singing directly into a microphone. That would be boring and weird. So use as many ways to digitally manipulate the sounds you make as you can. 808 drums. One way to almost guarantee a smash hit is to use this drum sound. It features in a good 85% of the top 40 at the minute. Doesn't matter where, just get it in there. Euphoric build-up. Personally, I use the sound of my washing machine towards the peak of its spin cycle. But you could use anything from a kettle boiling to an aeroplane taking off. Anything that's going to increase in volume and pitch to build up energy and excitement. The final pop hit. Okay, so just like before, I'm going to use a basic musical reference point to make sure my track sounds current. Who's at the top of the Billboard charts? Iggy Azalea. Alright, so using Iggy Azalea as a loose jump-off point, let's combine all those ingredients, hit it with the production hammer, and see what we get. Once again, don't forget the golden rule. Keep it sexy and provocative. Let's hear the finished song.
Baby, would I lie to you? Baby, do you think I'm lying to you? Oh, would I ever lie to you? You know, baby, I would never ever lie to you.
You and I'm alone, I've been telling the Paris and Tokyo. You know that I could be your Romeo, but you're treating me like Pinocchio.
Treating me like a little wooden boy. Well, girl, I'm telling you, for you I do got wooden boy. I'd let you pull my strings any day. I'm your puppet, baby, spinning right round and round like a record player. You're running round my thoughts every day, doing laps of the tennis courts in my brain. Let's stop, take a break. We could go to Stockholm or another capital city like Helsinki or Rome. Home. We could stay and get a pizza, watch some Netflix. Kisses on the sofa from Brett's lips. We could share a tray of jumbo fish and chips. Put the cork on a bottle of cheap beer.
Though you and I'm alone, I've been telling the Paris and Tokyo. You know that I could be your Romeo, but you're treating me like Pinocchio. It's like I'm always flying solo, whether to London, Paris or Tokyo. I don't have to be this lonely though, but you keep treating me like Pinocchio.
Seen the film and I don't resemble the character in any way. In any way, who made you a barrister? A character assassination in the animation. We'd be the bad guy Fox giving me aggravation. Saying I'm a liar, that my pants are on fire. My attire's non-combustible, but stylish and functional. Let's put this all behind us, I'm a lover, not a fire. That's what makes me so damn lovable. Baby, would I lie to you? Baby, do you think I'm lying to you? Would I ever lie to you? You know, baby, I would never ever lie to you.
Yeah, I think of you when I'm alone. I've been to London, Paris, and Tokyo. You know that I could be your Romeo.
Easy.
Brett Domino.
Pinocchio.
2014.
So there you go. Easy, innit? We might have to do another guide in a few weeks for all you producers out there. Pinocchio there from Brett Domino. Absolute monster smash. It's easy. Easy. How easy is it, I hear you say? How easy is it? Oh, let me show you. The bar is so low. Let's take some of the lyrics from fairly recent songs. Pitbull, who I've said this before, he looks like he works in a bank. I don't know where he came from. He's not a Pitbull, by the way. Although, I would imagine if you gave both Pitbull and a Pitbull a microphone, it's going to be close on who sounds better without auto-tune. Pitbull, who works in a bank and is in his mid-40s but surrounds himself with very young ladies, usually half-naked. The jealousy's coming out, isn't it? Yeah, you can hear it. There's no point denying it. Writes amazing lyrics like this.
Me not working hard. Yeah, right, picture that with a Kodak. Or better yet, go to Times Square, take a picture of me with a Kodak.
So my life from that's what I'm saying. Let's run through that again. Me not working hard, yeah, right, picture that with a Kodak. And better yet, go to Times Square, take a picture of me with a Kodak. What? What? Who? I don't know what you mean. However, of course, I'm sure that the greats, that have lined the halls of fame of music over the last few years make perfect sense. For example, the Black Eyed Peas.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Saturday,
so that's... There's two Saturdays. You can't do that. It's not fair. Then there's LFO with this astonishingly fantastic record.
kids on the block, had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick.
What?
And I think it's fly, we ain't gonna
so that's no correlation
summer,
to anything. No. Apple were really popular in the 70s. I quite like pizza. It makes no difference. It's got Taylor Swift, of course. We mentioned her earlier. Highly sexy, but that doesn't excuse no talent when it comes to writing lyrics, unless you consider this talent. But actually, in fairness, that's not as bad as... we're not going to play it, but there's a song by Nicki Minaj called Stupid Ho, which I think she says, stupid ho, stupid ho, and that's it. Van Halen, of course, some of the classics. They didn't always get it right, like this. It's not that bad. It's just a bit confusing. Only time will tell if we stand the test of time. Who? What? But then, you know, it's not as bad as my humps. Then we've got further on Rihanna, who did Birthday Cake. See, the thing is with Rihanna, this is what I don't understand. She is talented. She could do quite well. When someone gave her this lyric and said, do you want to sing this? When did she go, yeah, all right. Drunk.
I'ma make you my beer.
Since we're on the subject, when was it? When did it always become all right to say bitch in a song as well? Britney did that. Halfway through, one of her songs stops and it goes, Britney, bitch. What's that about? Call me that. It's like me stopping the radio show and going, Vinny, you idiot. What? Why are you being so rude and condescending? And she says, I'm going to make you my bitch. Cake, 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 cake. I don't know. I don't know. Again, talented, but what was he thinking? Will Smith.
C-K-N-Y, all up in my eyes. You got a Prada, bag with a lot of stuff in it.
You got a Prada, bag with a lot of stuff in it. This doesn't sound confident. You got a thing with a what? And then there's Live. Great record. I used to play this when I was in music radio, and I liked it, but what?
Lightning crashes.
So far, so good. What's the next bit? Right, didn't need to know. Didn't need to know. I don't know if any song that's got a reference to placenta, unless you're studying biology and you need a way of remembering the female organs and how they work, then... probably only then is it all right to have a song with the word placenta in it. And since we're on the subject, what is that about placenta art? Have you seen that? Oh, I know what I'm going to do with my placenta. I'll put it on canvas and put it up in an expensive gallery in New York. You could do that. You could. Doesn't mean you should. I could do this show naked, covered in honey, and bring in bees. It would be art. I'm not gonna. No matter how many people want me to. Train, they did this. Have you got that? Elliot's pressing buttons like you wouldn't believe. He's sweating.
My pride still feels the sting. You were my everything. Someday I found a love like yours.
A love like yours.
She'll think.
Someday I'll find love like yours. She'll think I'm Superman, not Super Minivan. How could you leave on Yom Kippur? It's like some of these are a stream of consciousness. I've had better dreams that make more sense than this. And I eat a lot of cheese. All right, we'll do one more. What about Eminem? Go on.
Sonic broken records playing over, but you promised them. Next time you show restraint, you don't get another chance. Like there's no Nintendo game, but you lied again. Now you get to watch a leave. Guess that's why they call it window pane.
I've never taken that apart before. Now you get to watch a leave out the window. Guess that's why they call it a window pane, as in it's painful to watch a leave, so that's why they call it a window pane. Do you get it? Yeah. Hello? What? They've all gone. Yeah. As you should. I mean, really? So, if you're thinking of writing a song and you need confidence, then let me tell you, even if you're incredibly drunk, you're doing a stream of consciousness and you have no musical ability, you've got every chance to be a number one. Congratulations. It's an unfair world. The worst robber of all time news now. Love this. Seattle. This weekend in America. I don't always do stories like this because there's one every week. And it's all like, some bloke tried to rob a corner store and accidentally got hit with a hammer or something. Oh, very funny. No, this is beautiful. This is poetry. Put yourself in this guy's shoes. Feel a bit dodgy, need a bit of money, ready to do something crazy. Check him out. A 40-year-old man entered a restaurant in the Fifth Avenue South area of Seattle and instructed employees to pass him all the cash in the register, according to police reports. He reportedly flashed a long metal cylinder, prompting restaurant staff to believe the man was armed with a gun. But the workers told the robber to take the tip jar, which held about $15. Okay. So the robber said, yeah, all right. First mistake. Grabbed the tip jar. Then he demanded money from several customers in the restaurant, according to the Seattle police. The customers apparently weren't up for giving any of their cash to a stranger. So the man switched gears and tried to incite a collective dine and dash, saying, I'm here to help. Everyone should leave and don't pay for your meals. I don't know how he was ever going to benefit from that. I mean, I like anarchists. I like their spirit. I don't like necessarily following in the footsteps of every other bugger. And I quite like defiant acts, Robin Hood styly. That's just moronic. So everyone's like, no, I just want to finish my meal. I don't mind paying for it. It's quite nice. So that wasn't going well. So he should have just gone home. He thought, no, I'm on a roll. This world is mine. They remained very unimpressed, all of the patrons. So the faltering bandit tried to kick open a side door. However, kicking the locked door caused him to bounce backwards onto the floor. So now he's on the floor. You've just got to go home at this point. You've just popped the jar back, bugger off. Call it a day. Read a book. How to rob a bank or something. The robber found another escape route. He ran to a door and kicked that one. As he did so, he kicked a worker out of the way. Now you're getting violent. I wasn't your biggest fan before, but now you're a douche. After running to a nearby parking lot, the man tried to swipe a woman's car keys from her hand as she stood next to her car, but instead his actions prompted her to film his follies on her cell phone. Right, now there's evidence. It's tough. So, probably went home, right? No, not going home. The man then took off across the street to a gas station where he tried to jack another man's car. The car runner declined the request to hand over the keys, but offered to give a robber a ride. He said, I'm not going to let you do this, but can I give you a lift? He's probably Canadian. The robber refused the offer and went inside the gas station to purchase a beverage. At what point was that ever... Do you know what? This is a hard day. I'll have a coffee. So he bought the beverage. He took a breather behind the building, in full view of everyone nonetheless. By that time, the police had arrived and detained the man. He told officers he was armed with a flashlight. It's not a gun. He said he only entered the restaurant after hearing screams emanating from inside the building. Yeah. Police searched the man and he only had $7 left. So he's got the tip jar. He's chucked that. He's got the 15 bucks. He's bought a very expensive coffee. It must have been Starbucks. It was Seattle. And he's down to $7. He's in the slammer. Cops book the man. I am not giving up. You're listening to News Talk 1010. I don't really do anything serious on this show. I don't know if I should. If you want me to do something serious, text, can you do something serious, to 71010. Can't be asked. It's a long weekend. I never really want to anyway, but definitely not this weekend. But if you really want something serious, text me something serious. You know? You got any bad news that you want me to read out, text it. Light and dark. It's balance. When we come back, we talk about... what do we talk about? There's so much to do. You know what? I'll keep it as a surprise. Pop back in a minute and have a look.
This is the Vinnie White Show on In-Depth Radio. News Talk 1010.
Text me, let me know what you're wearing. I think it's quite pervy. I didn't really mean it to be, but it does sound a bit that way, doesn't it? Like, I don't want you to lie. Like, just even if you're a fella and you're working on a car and you've got oily rack. No, see, that's... Oh, I'm starting to regret this. Anyway, so far, I'll read you out what's come in. Shorts, a bikini, we're at the cottage. Well done. That's from Gary. what else we got? Jeans and a shirt. I'm going out on a date. Good for you. Good luck, pal. Good luck. Well done. And who's this one? A cheeky little dress. Okay. Again, that's from Gary. Enjoy yourself, whatever you're doing. Bad tenants. A New Brunswick landlord took several shots at his disgusting tenants by placing an ad on the classified website Kijiji. Love this guy. The three-bedroom apartment in Fredericton will be available on September the 1st, but the landlord warns it has not been maintained or cared for in any way whatsoever and is quite frankly disgusting. Rather than fix the apartment up, the landlord says they are looking for someone who lives a similar lifestyle. I know there are a lot of you out there, he says in his advert. The new tenants would have very little motivation to do anything with their lives and won't likely do laundry or shower. As well, we probably want you to be a smoker, it says. You likely have a kid or two, not because you necessarily wanted any kids, it's just that your sexual desires were fraught with the same reckless abandon as your day-to-day life, says the ad. The ad ends with the landlord saying they won't enter the apartment for a viewing because I'm not a fan of the smell of ammonia. Nice. Classy. Yeah, I've read that on one of these websites where insane people can comment underneath. And the first comment was, wow, what a scumbag. I have the same problem with our landlord, although we keep our home clean. He refuses to fix anything. But the real problem is that we've had kids and pets, and it's very difficult to find an affordable place. It's almost impossible. This guy's a douche. Not really. Just having a bit of a giggle. What about it? Just lighten up. There's something that happened on the internet. I don't know what it was. Like, you know, when phones were invented, you didn't just phone people up and go, hate you! But for some reason, that's absolutely not only acceptable on the internet, it seems encouraged. I know there's nutters out there, but what are they all doing online all the time? It's bonkers. Just look at a YouTube video of something really nice. A cat playing in a field. There'll be someone... No more than three comments down. I hate cats. I'd murder them if I got the chance. And then someone will say, that's a bit weird. No, you're weird. What happened on the internet? I don't understand it. I get in fights on Facebook and stuff and Twitter. I don't use Twitter much. Mainly for that reason. Just nightmare people. They're the same people that do road rage. And then when you see them get out of their car, they're like 2 foot high. They've got a Napoleon complex. And they're just sad loser trolls. But you stick them in a glass box, drive them around Toronto in the traffic, and they'll give it all the verbals you like. Those people. Banish them. The Brits had it right with Australia, but they did it with criminals. They should have done it with arseholes. It would have been much better. I'd happily do that now. System of banishment. Three strikes. Done. Every traffic warden in this city, gone. Australia. And sit them in the hot bit. I don't want them having a nice time. Australia always get their knickers in and not about immigrants. That'll give them something to moan about. Just send everyone you don't like. Three strikes and you get the chance, like on strike two, if someone's being really rude and unfair and completely unreasonable, you say, one more, you're banished. And then as soon as you say banished, bang, a bloke rocks up, chucks him in the back of a van, takes him to the port, Australia. Brilliant. We were nearly there. Canada news now. Canada has an oyster shucking record. Did you know that? It's new news. Canadian team has managed to open 8,840 oysters in 1 hour flat this weekend, beating the record set by a French team back in 2002. Well done. Good work there. It's a 10-member team. It was the Tyne Valley Oyster Festival, of course, in PEI. Where else would it be? And had to meet the strict criteria of shucking the oysters correctly, with a knife, of course, and without damaging the meat or surrounding tissue. The jubilant shuckers hugged and sprinkled beer over each other today as the Guinness World Record for oyster shucking was judged by an adjudicator. And the achievement was, I'm not sure it's that important, but 8,472. Well done there. Judge Robertson said they kept the crowd in suspense as he read out the individual shucking scores of the Team Canada members before finally announcing it was Patrick McMurray who had pushed them over the finishing line with a personal total of 1,114 oysters opened in an hour. Actually, that is quite impressive. Takes me about 3 minutes. But then I am nearly always drunk when I'm opening oysters. The two go hand in hand. Not actually that nice, but they're lovely when you're drunk. They say that they're an aphrodisiac. I don't think I'd believe it. Text in if you get an erection when you eat oysters. Please don't do that. McMurray is a record holder in his own right for opening 38 oysters in 1 minute. That's all right, isn't it? That is pretty good going. A record that he set 4 years ago. Two other team members managed to open more than 1,000 oysters in the allotted hour. All right, now we're just getting a bit too detailed. What are the inside leg measurements? Who cares? Now, festival chairman Jeff Noy, a Team Canada member himself, told the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation that the shucked oysters will not go to waste as they are featured prominently in the Friday night festival, Oyster Supper. So that's nice. Oyster shucking. That has to be the most middle-class record you can hold, doesn't it? What else? What are they going for next year? We're going for the world record in wine criticising. Quite good at that. And then what we're really looking forward to in 2016 is kicking homeless people. Big into that. Big. When we come back, we'll do some other stuff. I fancy taking a call. Tell me how your weekend's going. 416-872-1010. Is there anything I can do to make your weekend better? Or the team here at News Talk 1010? I'm all give. It's the long weekend. If it's not going that well, give me a call and we'll do our best. Would you like me to buy you a beer? I can do that. I'm a nice fella. 416-872-1010. Anything you need? Do you want a shout out? Is someone ill that you're looking after? We'll give them words of encouragement. Can we do you a favour? That's what I'm saying. 416-872-1010. Have you got a problem that no one else can fix? We are the News Talk A-Team. 71010. We'll fix your problems. Unless they're really serious. Not touching them. 416-872-1010. Back in a minute.
This is the Venny White Show on In-Depth Radio. News Talk 1010.
First text in. I don't know how this helps you, but the first text in on how can I help you after some very saucy descriptions of clothing. But the first text in was, Vinny, please can you help my weekend by giving the TTC a good slam? It's too easy. It's too easy. It's like kicking a cat. It's easy, but it doesn't make it right. I've had a bit of an embarrassing one the other day. I had to do a round table in the morning, which is where you sit down for 15 minutes and talk about the issues of the day here on News Talk 1010. And I was late because I ended up foolishly, instead of riding my bike, I got a streetcar. And as I walked in, I was like, oh, so sorry I'm late. It was off air. But I said, I'm so sorry I'm late. I can't believe this. It's bloody quicker to walk. I had to get a streetcar. It was pointless. Who was in the room? Councillor on the board for the TTC. But I think it's probably good. He needs to hear that. So it was really embarrassing, but then I thought, actually, it's not that bad. And then, like, as soon as I found out that he was on the board, what a tirade. I think he didn't want to hear it from me, but I'll tell you what, I gave him a slamming. Anywho, what should we do now? Oh, yeah, this one came in. Vinny, don't be upset about trolls on the internet. I'm not. It's more of an observation. I don't care about them. There's a lot of stupid people on the internet. My goodness!
goodness are there some stupid people on the internet. I would like, just before the show finishes, to just explain how stupid some people on the internet are by getting various folk to read out some of the actual, genuine, honest questions that have appeared over the last few years on Yahoo Questions. So if you want to know the ideal temperature to bake a banana cake, you might want to use this service. Great. It's a difficult question. People answer it. You move on with your life. I love the idea, but this proves how stupid people are.
How do you get spaghetti stains out of your underwear?
Do you think humans will ever walk on the sun?
How am I sure I'm the real mom of my kid?
How many calories are in a booger?
Are there gravity in India?
Are skeletons real or made up?
Why does my cat vibrate?
Is The Hunger Games based on a true story?
If evolution is true, then why do pigs not have wings?
What happens if you paint your teeth white with nail polish?
How do I unbake a cake?
Do you guys think if MJ hadn't died, he would still be alive today?
Are there birds in Canada?
I swallowed an ice cube whole and I haven't pooped it out.
How can I change my race?
Are there any autographs of Jesus Christ?
Is it illegal to kill an ant?
Do you think NASA invented thunderstorms to cover up the sound of space battles?
Is throwing your hair in the garbage safe?
Can I safely look at a picture of the sun?
How do I test to see if my turtle is gay?
Is there a spell to become a mermaid that actually works?
But is there, though? Is there? I want to be a mermaid! You can't tell me it's not true! I know, I'm going to go on the internet. Dear internet, is there? Is there? If evolution is true, then why don't pigs fly? Good argument. Good argument. I've never really been into the Bible bashing. I'm going to go and get myself a copy right here, right now. You set that one up. Oh, it's only me and you, mate, that make any sense on this stupid little planet. Please don't go changing on me. I need you by my side, dear listener. Always a pleasure, never a chore.
You can find me on vinnywhite.co.uk. You can find me on Twitter under vinnywhite. You can come around my house and stalk me, or any other method that you like. But do tune into the podcast, uploaded every Monday, for your entertainment pleasure. And I even have a page on the News Talk website now. I caused the stink on air, and it happened. And on account of that, please go and have $500. You never know, it's worth a bash. See you next week. See ya!